弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们感谢主，又再次带我们一起来敬拜他、赞美他。
Praise the Lord. He led us come here to worship Him and to thank Him.
那我们下面一段时间，我们还一起借着主的话，跟弟兄姐妹一起有点勉励。
I will have an encouragement in the word of the Lord.
好，我们刚才唱的诗歌54首《华美天庭》。那这首诗歌的歌词是从诗篇45篇第八节出来的。
The song we just sang is the lyrics is from Psalm 45.
45章第八节。
45:8.
请我们打开我们把圣经诗篇45篇第八节，我们一起来读。
Let's read together Psalm 45:8.
我们一起来读哈，第八节哈，45篇第八节，来一起来。你的衣服都有没药、沉香、肉桂的香气，象牙宫中有丝弦乐器的声音，使你欢喜。
All your garments are scented with myrrh and aloes and cassia, out of the every places by which they have made you glad.
我们感谢主，他为我们从高天，从天上这样一个美丽柔美的地方来到地上。
We praise the Lord. He came down from this from his ivory places palace.
他来到这个痛苦的世上。
And then come to this suffering world.
但是感谢主，他因为爱我们的关系，他一路往前。
But praise him because he loves us. He just go all the way.
那这边讲到说，主的衣服有没药、沉香、肉桂的香气。
And here talking about the garments are scented with the myrrh and aloe and the cassia.
我们弟兄刚才也讲，衣服代表行为。
Our brother just mentioned our garment represents our deeds.
所以主耶稣一生在地上，他所行。所说所做的是在满了馨香。
All on his earth, on his life on earth, his life is full of aroma.
我们再把诗篇四十五篇第八节再读一次。
Let's read.
那我们用感谢的心再来把诗篇四十五篇第八节再读一次。
Let's read again with a prayerful heart.
你的衣服都有没药、沉香、肉桂的香气。象牙宫中有丝弦乐器的声音，使你欢喜。好，接下来我们要读哥林多后书第二章第14到15节。
Secondly, Second Corinthians chapter 2:14-15。
哥林多后书二章14节，我们一起来读。感谢神常率领我们在基督里夸胜，并借着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气，因为我们在神面前，无论在得救的人身上或灭亡的人身上，都有基督馨香之气。
Now thanks be to God who always lead us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing.
最后我们要读以弗所书五章一二节。
Lastly, we will read Ephesians chapter 5:1-2.
以弗所书第五章第一节第二节。好，找到我们一起来读。第一节第二节哈，所以你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样，也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物献于神。
Therefore be imitators of God as dear children and walk in love as Christ also have loved us and giving himself for usAn offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma.
好，我们一起再有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们何等感谢你！
Lord, how we thank you.
你何等爱我们！你为着爱我们，你来到这个痛苦的世界。
And how you love us because you of your love, you come to this suffering world.
你离弃了天上一切的丰富，主，你到地上，主要把你自己带给我们。
You have departed the rich places in heaven, and then you bring your life to us.
主啊，你的衣服有没药、沉香、肉桂的香气。
And your garment with the scent with myrrh, aloe, and cassia.
主啊，你为着爱我们，主啊，你成为那馨香的供物，主，你为我们舍了你的自己。
Because of your love, you become the scented offerings. Because you have given your life to us.
主，我们求你早晨，主，再把你的同在赐在我们的当中。
May you be with us this morning.
主啊，愿你的馨香充满在聚会的当中。
May your fragrance will be filled in this place.
哦，我们的心敬拜你。
Our heart adore you.
对我们的心说话。
Speak to our hearts.
好叫我们能够来，哦主，更多像你。
So that we will be more like you.
再来显扬基督的香气。
And that we will diffuse the aroma of Christ.
祷告，把感谢赞美来归给主。
We give you thanks and praises.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
从我们唱的诗歌和我们读的圣经，我想大家都知道，我们今天一起要来看基督的馨香。
From the song we just sang and the verses, we know today we're going to come here to fellowship the aroma of Christ.
我们愿意从三方面我们来思想主的馨香。
I would like to think of this in three aspects.
首先，我们来看这香跟臭香气跟臭气。
First of all, I would like to talk about the aroma and the odor.
The fragrance.
The fragrance and the odor. The stink smell.
第二方面，我们来看馨香生命的养成，就是怎么样有这个馨香的生命可以在我们里面产生呢？
And secondly is the development of this fragrant life.
第三方面，我们来看这馨香生命怎么样流露出来。
And thirdly, we will talk about the manifestation of the fragrant life.
所以首先我们来看香跟臭。
And then first of all, let's see the good smell and the bad smell.
人的天性都是喜欢美的，不喜欢丑的。
And then our nature like beautiful things, not ugly things.
我们都喜欢香的，不喜欢臭的。
We like to smell the fragrance, not the stinky smell.
我们去旅行的时候呢，我们都要在外面上厕所。
When we go travel, we have to go use the bathroom.
有些地方那个洗手间很干净，甚至还有点香味。
And then some bathroom is very clean, and then also you can smell the air freshener.
有些地方你进去以后就想要赶快逃出来。
And then some bathroom, when you get in, you want to flee.
有一次呢，我去中国开会。
One time I went to China for a business trip for conference.
那开完会以后呢，主办的单位呢就带我们去一个地方玩我想不晓得有没有人去过，叫做老龙头。
After the conference, the organizer take us to a tourism place called Old Dragon Head.
这是什么地方呢？就是长城的起点。
Oh, where is that? That's the starting point of the Great Wall.
很靠近山海关那个地方。
Close to the Shanghai Pass.
Okay. 风景还蛮美丽的。
The scenery is beautiful.
但是同行里面呢，有位老美呢，他吃坏了肚子。
There is an American which is among us had diarrhea.
那他没办法，他只好赶快去找厕所上。
Yes, no, he has to look for a bathroom.
然后呢，这位同事呢，他以前啊，都是住五星级的旅馆。
He always lived in five-star hotel before.
那现在要去风景区呢，上一个在中国风景区的一个厕所。
Now he has to go to a tourism place in China, and then he has to use the bathroom over there.
他进去的时候脸色苍白。
Before he enter, he looks pale.
出来的脸色更惨。
When he came out, he looked even worse.
哎呀，那个地方连我都不敢去了。
I even don't dare to go there.
但他没办法，只好去了。
But he has to use bathroom.
哎，所以这个我们知道，到一个地方，那就我姊妹告诉我就是说，你看一个国家有多进步，就看他厕所有多干净。
My wife used to say, if you see this country is developed or what, you need to go look at their bathrooms.
可以听得见吗？ Yeah. OK， 那小时候呢，我们家住在半山上。
When I was young, when I was a little, our houses live in the halfway in the middle of the hill.
Yeah. 山上有很多的花草。
There are a lot of flowers.
其中有一种花叫做七里香。
One flower is called 七里香 butterfly bush.
Yeah, 夏天呢，它就会开花。
It's blooming in summer.
到了晚上就传来一阵淡淡的香气。
In the evening, you can smell the scent.
啊，所以让我非常的怀念。
I miss this a lot.
我们知道，当我们肚子饿的时候，如果你闻到那个饭菜的香味，哎，我们里面就非常高兴。
When we are hungry, when we smell the food, it will make us happy.
所以人都是喜欢香的，不喜欢臭的。
As human, we all like something smells good, not the bad smells.
那我想问弟兄姐妹，圣经当中第一次出现香馨香的气息是在哪里？
I would like to ask you, where is the Bible first mentioned the fragrance?
有没有人记得圣经上第一次出现馨香之气是什么时候？
Anyone remember?
哎，对，有人讲挪亚哈。
Someone is.
对啊，
Noah.
是在创世纪第八章二十节到二十一节。
It's in Genesis chapter 8, verse 20 to 21.
这是神用洪水审判这世界上以后。
And after God judged the world by flood.
然后挪亚从方舟里面出来。
And Noah came out from the ark.
挪亚为耶和华筑了一座坛，拿各样洁净的牲畜、飞鸟。现在坛上为燔祭。
And Noah built an altar to the Lord and took of every clean animals and of every clean birds and offered burnt offering on the altar.
耶和华闻那馨香之气，就心里说：“我不再因人的缘故咒诅地，也不再按我才行的灭各样的活物了。”
And the Lord smelled a soothing aroma.Then the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake, nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done.
所以这是圣经上第一次来记载这馨香之气。
That is the first time that the fragrance are recorded in the Bible.
所以这馨香之气从哪里来的呢？
And where is fragrance came from?
是从献祭来的。
And then from offering.
那献什么祭呢？
What did Noah offer?
因为他就是献燔祭。
It's the burnt offering.
燔祭就是把洁净的牲畜、飞鸟完全的烧在坛上。
The burnt offering is to burn the clean animals and then of every clean birds on the altar.
有点像今天的烧烤一样。
It's like our barbecue.
但是不是为了我们吃的。
But it's not for us to eat.
要完全的烧尽。
You have to burn it.You have to burn everything.
耶和华闻到那馨香之气，他就说：“我不再因人的缘故咒诅这地了。”
And when God smelled the aroma, he said, "I will never again curse the ground."
为什么神这样说呢？难道是他喜欢吃烧烤吗？
Why God say so? Is it because he like to eat barbecue?
当然不是。
Of course not.
为什么神这样说呢？
And why God say so?
我们记得耶和华用洪水毁灭这世界前，他看见人在地上罪恶很大，终日思想的尽都是恶。
We know that before Lord destroyed the world because he has saw the wickedness of man was great on the earth and it was every intent of their thoughts of his heart was only evil.
所以他心中忧伤，世界。在神的面前败坏，地上满了强暴。
So the Lord was sorry that he has made this earth is full of violence and then corrupted. The man was corrupted.
所以神观看世界，就整个世界都败坏了。
When the Lord looked at the earth, the whole earth was corrupted before God.
这个世界上凡有血气的人在地上都败坏了行为。
And all the people come with flesh and corrupted.
所以这就是神为什么要用洪水来毁灭世界的原因。
That was why God destroyed the world by flood.
所以当 神用洪水毁灭世界以后呢，然后
After the flood,
然后挪亚就来献祭。
And then Noah came, to offer burnt offering.
我们知道人本来是照神的形象造的，按着神的样式造的，为了叫我们荣耀神。
We know men were created by the image of God in order to glorify God.
可是人犯罪，人堕落，人终日思想的尽都是恶，行为也败坏，地上满了强暴。
But men fell, and then it's corrupted. Everything they their thoughts of heart was evil, and then it's full of violence. It's filled with violence.
美丽的变成丑恶的，香气变成臭气，所以神就来用洪水审判，因为凡有血气的，他的尽头已经来到。
Beautiful turned to ugly. The fragrance turned to the stinky smell. So that's all the one who come flesh, it come to an end. That's why God will judge.
审判以后呢？还是换一个。所以审判以后呢？所以当挪亚献祭的时候，我们就发现，原来在献祭的时候，这个。原来是败坏的，然后呢，原来是堕落的，然后现在就变成因为献祭的关系，那在献祭的时候，他要拿洁净的来献祭，所以变成洁净的。
After the judgment, this corrupted one, Noah put this clean animal and clean birds and then burned, so those unclean became clean.
所以神的心就满足了。
So God's heart was satisfied.
所以我们感谢主，神的心意并不是要来毁灭人。
And praise the Lord, and God's heart desire is not come to destroy us.
神愿意人要回到他的面前。
God wants us to turn back to Him.
神愿意，他造人原来那个造他的形象造的人能够。来彰显他自己的荣美。
And then God is willing for the man that He created to glorify Him.
所以当挪亚献祭这燔祭献在坛上的时候，就恢复了神原初造人的心意。
So when Noah offered the burnt offering, is restored that what the purpose of God and created man.
这当然是预表，最后主耶稣要来，成为那个燔祭。
And then, of course, this is represents that the Lord will come and becomes the burnt offering.
那我想请问哈，我们人是香的还是臭的
？I'll ask you, for human, us, are we fragrant? Are we fragrant or we have the bad smell? We have good smell or bad smell?
你是香的还是臭的
？Do you smell good or bad?
啊？嗯、臭的有人很勇敢很勇敢讲说自己是臭的、啊、我有一次坐飞机邻座的人有一个很重的体臭
One time I took airplane the person who next to me has a very bad body odor
想不闻都没办法、啊、
I can't stop but I have to breathe
我们的这个闻这个我是五官的一种但是很特别
Okay, this is the sense is one of our organs,
five
senses, but it's special.
为什么？因为眼睛哈，你如果想不想看什么，你把眼睛闭起来就好了。
If you don't want to see something, close your eyes.
你又不想听什么，把个耳塞子塞起来就好。
If you don't want to listen to something, you can use earplug.
但是你不想闻，你没办法停止呼吸。
But you can't breathe if you don't want to smell something.
哎呀，所以坐在一个有体臭的旁边，实在非常的痛苦。
I was suffered if I stay next to a person who has the heavy body odor.
但是这位仁兄他一点感觉都没有。
But that person doesn't have any sense.
我想从一方面来说，这是神的恩典。
On the one hand, that's God's grace.
要不然这个人一辈子就很惨。
Otherwise, this person will suffer in the whole life.
但从另一方面来说呢，人常常都觉得别人臭，自己臭却不知道。
On the other hand, we always think we're good, we smell good, but other people are stinky.
我们常常都是这样，对不对
？We're like this.
常常都觉得说是别人不对，然后自己不对，不知道。
We always think I'm right, other person is wrong.
不晓得大家有没有夏天大热天搭公车或搭地铁的经验。
I don't know if you have experience to take bus or subway in the hot day.
如果很挤，车上很挤，又没有冷气的话。
If it is crowded and there is no AC.
啊，我只能说人味很重。
And you will smell the smell of the human bodies.
百味杂陈，非常难受。
It's all kind of smells mixed together. It's really uncomfortable.
所以我想，天然人都是臭的。
I think the natural men are stinky.
至少来说，至少你都同意哈，吃进去是香的。这个拉出来一定是臭的。
At least you agree, the things that you eat is smells good, but it come out smells stinky.
所以我们都喜欢香，不喜欢臭，那怎么办呢
？We all like the fragrance, we don't like the bad smell. What can we do?
只有两个办法。
There's two ways.
一个呢，就是把自己洗干净。
And one way is you clean yourself.
如果你家里有十几岁的青少年哈，你就发现一件事情。
If you have a teenager at home, you will discover one thing.
很多人要出去这个宴会、去 party 或者去约会的时候，要先做什么
？And many people before they go to a party or go to a banquet, what do they do first?
先不管是几点哈、啊，那要先淋浴。
And no matter what time, they have to take a shower.
我想以前我们从来不知道这样子。
I even don't know we have to do this before.
那这个是我想很好的习惯。
This is a good habit.
把自己弄得香香的，这个非常好。
You make yourself smell good and you feel good.
第二个办法怎么办呢
？The other way is.
那就擦香水。
You use perfume.
以前我只知道女人用香水，现在我还看到有男人香水的广告。
Before I only know that women use perfume. Now I see the advertisement. It's perfume for men.
如果香水撒一点点也还好哈，但是我最怕有人呢身上撒的香水，哎呀，刺鼻的重哈。那跟这种靠近也是非常难受的。
If you use a little bit perfume, that's fine. If this person use a lot, and that makes you uncomfortable also.
大家都喜欢香。
Everybody likes fragrance.
人是臭的。
But humans are stinky.
我想因为人犯罪的缘故。
Because we sin.
所以我们的生活表现各方面呢，哎，真的就是都是臭的。
In all other aspects of our living deeds.
所以人就想尽办法要用。来把自己变香一点。
And then by all means, the human I want to make themselves smell good.
再请问大家一个问题。
I'll ask you another question.
在古时候，哪三样东西是最贵重的
？In the ancient time, which three items are the most valuable, precious?
哪三样东西是最贵重
？What are they?
第一样，黄金。
Gold.
还有呢？墨药。
Myrrh.
香料
okay,
还有呢
the incense
还有
spices
还有什么
what else
ok 在旧约哈，我们知道那个所罗门国的时候是非常的富有的时候
in the Old Testament in the time of Solomon and he was very rich
那各国的民人呢都来进贡
and all the nations will come inoffer things to him.
有位示巴女王，她听见所罗门的名声，她也要来见所罗门。
And there is a queen of Sheba when she heard of the fame of Solomon, and she wanted to come visit Solomon.
所以她有骆驼驮着香料、宝石和许多的金子。
And precious stones.
所以哪三样是最宝贵的
？Now which three items are the most precious?
香料、宝石和许多的金子。
Spices, precious stones and gold.
如果我自己讲，我会觉得说，我的次序是金子、宝石和香料。
In my order, I will say, gold, precious stones and spices.
可是这讲说香料、宝石、金子。
But here recorded spices, gold and precious stones.
为什么这样子呢
？Why is in this order?
以你以单位价格来算，香料最贵。
If you count it by weight, spices are the most precious, more valuable.
Unit price.
Unit price.
所以香料自古以来就是非常非常贵重的。
And the spices are very precious since ancient times.
大家记得约瑟他被卖的时候，本来他的兄弟已经嫉妒他要杀他。
You know, when Joseph was sold, by his brothers because his brothers are jealous of him and they want to kill him.
但是呢，刚好来了一对商人。
And then it happened there is a merchant passed by.
这边圣经讲说，他们从基列来要到埃及去。
And they say they came from Gilead and they want to go down to Egypt.
他们用骆驼驮什么呢？
And then they carry things by their camels.
驮着香料、乳香和没药。
And then they carried with spices, balm, and myrrh.
我们知道，然后约瑟的哥哥就把约瑟卖给他们。
And then Joseph's brothers sold him off.
我们知道约瑟代表预表主耶稣。
You know that Joseph represents Lord.
约瑟被卖，主耶稣也被卖。
And the Lord, Joseph was sold, our Lord was sold. Betrayal.
有他卖给谁呢？
And then they sold him to
这些商人，他们带着香料、乳香、没药，这些就代表主耶稣美丽馨香的生命和性情。
Those merchants come with spices, balm, and myrrh. That is the fragrance of the Lord.
然后圣经讲说，这些商人从哪里呢
？And then the Bible says where those merchants came from.
从基列来。
And then from Gilead.
要去哪里呢？
Where do they heading for?
要去埃及。
To Egypt.
这就预表神从天上来到地上。
That metaphor, God came from earth from heaven.
就像刚才我们读的圣经、唱的诗歌一样。
And like the song of the song and the Bible verses we read.
他舍弃了天上这样的华美，来到这个痛苦的世界。
He departed his ivory palace and came to this suffering world.
但是他的衣服满了没药、沉香和肉桂的气息。
But his garment is scented with spice, aloe and cassia.
主耶稣的生跟死也都跟香料有关。
And then the birth and death of our Lord and also related to spices.
我们记得主耶稣降生的时候，有东方的博士，他们要来找主。
We remember when the Lord was born, those are the wise men from East. They came here search for the Lord.
他们找到主耶稣以后呢，他就俯伏敬拜这个小孩子，打开宝盒，拿黄金、乳香、没药为礼物献给他。
When they found the Lord, and then they opened their treasure box, and then they presented the gifts to him: gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
黄金就代表神的性情。
Gold represents God's characteristics.
乳香跟没药都也代表主耶稣他生命里面的馨香。
Frankincense and myrrh represent the fragrance of the life of the Lord.
当主耶稣在十字架上为我们被钉受死之后
，After the Lord crucified on the cross for us，
有一个尼哥底母，就是先前夜里去见耶稣的，他带着没药和沉香，约有100斤，来。照着犹太人殡葬的规矩，把耶稣的身体用细麻布加上香料裹好了。
Nicodemus, who at first came to Jesus by night, and also can bring a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pounds. Then they took the body of Christ and bound it in strips of linen with the spices, as the custom of the Jew is to bury.
所以主耶稣的生跟死都跟香料有关。
And the birth and the death of Christ are all related to spices.
主耶稣在地上的生活、行事为人，也是散发着神的馨香。
His life on the earth is also reveals the fragrance of the spices.
诗篇告诉我们说，他的衣服有没药、沉香、肉桂的香气。
The psalm we just read told us all his garments are scented with myrrh and aloe and cassia.
圣经上怎么讲主耶稣在地上他的执事呢？他怎么样在地上服侍神呢
？And then how the Bible talking about how Jesus served God?
把他自己神的生命带到地上呢
？And then he bring the life of God to the earth.
路加福音告诉我们说。就像在以赛亚的预言，就是主用神用膏膏我，传福音给贫穷的人。
And then in the book of Isaiah, it prophesies that Lord will share gospel to the poor.
用油膏膏我。
And then will anoint him.
这是香膏哈，这圣膏油。
That's the frankincense.
然后呢，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，受压制的得自由。
And who will send me to set free for those who are slaves?
然后这些呢，来报告神悦纳人的喜年。
And then he will spread the news that and then the God will be pleased from the sacrifice of me.
主耶稣走遍各城各乡哈，传福音，医病赶鬼，怜悯人，安慰人，就把神的馨香能够流露出来。
When the Lord on the earth, and then he walked from village to village and shared gospel. He healed people, he saved people, and he reveals the fragrance of God to men.
对，主耶稣的生命是馨香的生命。
And his life is a life of fragrance.
我们是神的儿女。
And we are children of God.
神也要我们得着这馨香的生命。
And God would like us to receive this fragrance of life.
所以，怎么样得着这馨香的生命呢？
And how can we receive this life of fragrance?
那我们要下面到第二方面，馨香生命是怎么样子养成的呢？
And then, so we come to the second aspect, the development of the fragrant life.
我们记得当先知巴兰他本来是要去咒诅以色列，但是神呢，却叫他为以色列祝福的时候，他这样说。
We know when Balaam came to curse Israelites, but God called him to bless the Israelites, so he said so.
在民数记二十四章五六节。
It's recorded in Numbers chapter 24, verse 5 and 6.
雅各啊，你的帐篷何等华美！以色列啊，你的帐幕何其华丽！如接连的山谷，如河旁的园子，如耶和华所栽的沉香树，如水边的香柏木。
How lovely are your tents, O Jacob, your dwellings, O Israel!Like valleys that stretch out, like gardens by the riverside, like aloes planted by the Lord, like cedars beside the waters.
所以馨香生命的养成，第一步我们要看见这个沉香树是耶和华所栽种的。
If we want to have the fragrant life, the first step is we have to see the aloe was planted by the Lord.
馨香的生命源头是出于神。
This frequent life source, the source of frequent life is from God.
我们刚才已经说到哈，人天然生命是会犯罪的。
We just mentioned our nature is sinful. We have a sinful nature.
这生命是会朽坏、会死的。
This life will corrupt, will die.
死了以后就臭了。
And after we die, we become stinky.
然而，从神来的生命是不犯罪的生命。
But the life from God will it won't sin.
是存到永远的生命。
It will last forever.
是荣耀的生命。
It's a glorious life.
是会发出馨香的生命。
It will come with fragrance.
所以要怎么样得着这馨香的生命呢？
How can we receive this fragrant life?
那很简单，我们首先要信主。
And then very easy. First of all, we have to believe in the Lord.
我们要重生，要得着从神来的生命。
We have to be born again to receive the life from God.
所以如果在座还没有信主还在慕道的朋友们
If we have gospel friends here today,
你羡慕这馨香的生命吗
Do you admire this life with fragrance?
要先信主
And first of all, you have to believe in the Lord.
靠自己撒香水没用的
And then if you use perfume, that doesn't work.
我们要从里面来变化
You have to change from inside.
要得着主的生命
You have to receive the life of the Lord.
这新生命就会带我们在主里面有开始。
This new life will make you have you start a new the fragrant life.
如耶和华所栽的沉香树。
And it will be like the aloes that planted by the Lord.
第二步就是要生长。
Secondly, this tree has to grow.
这沉香树啊，他们说这个树身非常的高大。
The aloe is very tall.
有时候可以达到30米，就是100英尺。
Can be 30 meters high, which is 100 feet.
它的树干和树枝的核心都充满树脂的香气。
And then this whole tree and the branches and then reveal the smell of the resin.
你知道那个沉香哈，他们就用这个沉香来防止腐烂哈，所以在做埃及做木乃伊的时候，最重要的材料就是沉香。
You know, aloe can prevent decay. So in Egypt, they use aloe to prevent the mummy decay.
所以在主里长大，要有主的香气。除了我们要得着神的生命以外呢， 还要在主里面长大。
And then other than we have to grow, to have the fragrance, we have to grow.
如果主的生命在我们里面只有一点点，那你只有一点点的香气。
If you only have a little bit of the life of Christ, you only have a little bit of the fragrance of Him.
如果主的生命在你里面丰富，那你的香气就更丰富。
If you have abundant life of Christ, then you have an abundance of the fragrance.
我们怎么样在主的里面来长大呢？
How do we grow in Christ?
非常简单。
Simple.
读圣经，祷告，来聚会。
Read Bible to pray and come to the congregation.
非常的容易，对不对？
That's easy, isn't it?
但是这些却是非常的重要。
That they're very important.
所以真是愿意我们有一个在主面前生长的一个生命。
And then may we have a life that can grow in the Lord.
每天我们要花一点时间读主的话。
We need to spend some time to read the word of the Lord.
我们要花一点时间来祷告。
We need to spend some time to pray.
我们要常常跟弟兄姐妹一起聚会。
We have to come here to get together with brothers and sisters.
那沉香树长到三十米不是一天长成的。
This aloe grow 30 meters high. It's not happening one day.
主的生命也愿意这样一天一天在我们里面长大。
May the life of the Lord will grow in us like this.
下面我们很快看一下这些其他的香料。
And let us quickly review those scents, spices.
乳香。
Frankincense.
乳香是什么意思呢？
What does it mean, frankincense?
这个 frankincense 这个它的法文原来意思就是贵重的香料。
In French, it means the precious spices.
是从橄榄科的一种植物里面叫乳香木来产生的。
It produces from a tree which is an olive family plant and come with aromatic tree.
它的那个树脂里面呢就有这个香气，这个树的香气是那种会挥发的那种油。
And then the resin from this tree comes with frequent smell. It will release the fragrance.
但是呢，你要怎么样去采集它呢
？But how do you collect them？
就是采集人要把树呢割一个口。
And then you have to cut the bark of the tree.
然后它就会流出像乳液状的这个汁然后它再碰到空气以后呢，就变硬了。
And then it will leak out, it drip out, and then it will allow the excreting the resin to bleed out and then become hardened.
Yeah, 所以这个。为什么叫乳香？因为它流出来的那个，就是当你把树皮割开了以后呢，它就流出像乳状的这样液体，所以叫做乳香。
Why it's called frankincense? Because after you cut the bark, it will come out with something like a scent.
圣经上常用乳香来代表无罪圣洁的生命。
In the Bible, the frankincense usually it represents something sinless and holy life.
在利未记第二章第一节第二节就讲到说要献素祭。
In Book of Leviticus in chapter 2 verse 1 it says they need to offer a grain offering.
这素祭要怎么样献呢
？And how do they offer the grain offering？
要用细面浇上油，再加上乳香。
They have to offer with a fine flour and then they have to pour oil on it and then to put frankincense.
然后要烧在坛上，就是献给耶和华馨香的火祭。
And you have to burn on the altar that is the frankincense, and then that's the offering to make to God.
所以这素祭呢，就是面再加上乳香然后加上油这样献的。
And then when you offer a grain offering and you use flour mixed with you put oil and then frankincense.
那这样烧掉以后就有这个馨香的气味。
After you burn it down, it comes with the fragrance.
圣经上还有一种祭叫赎罪祭。
And there's another offering in Bible, it's called sin offering.
赎罪祭要献上斑鸠或者是雏鸽。
And then the sin offering, you have to offer turtle doves and then young pigeons.
然后呢，甚至就是可以要带着这个面。
And then also you come with flour, fine flour.
但它特别记载这样子说哈。
But Bible recorded especially.
他说不可加上油，也不可加上乳香，因为是赎罪祭。
Oh, because you shall not put oil on it, nor shall you put frankincense, because it is a sin offering.
所以赎罪祭不能加乳香的。
So for sin offering, you cannot put aloe and frankincense.
不能加乳香。
You cannot put frankincense.
然后，但是这个素祭是要加乳香的。
But grain offering, you have to mix with frankincense.
所以大家记不记得刚才我们说哈，主耶稣降生的时候，那东方的博士拿什么献给主呢？
And do you remember when the Lord was born, the wise men from the east, what do they offer to the Lord?
是什么？黄
金、
末药、乳香哈。
And frankincense.
Okay, 乳香就代表神那个无罪、圣洁、完全的生命。
The frankincense represents God's sinless, holy life.
感谢主。主他那无罪的为我们成了罪。
And thank the Lord, He is sinless, but because of us, He became sin.
当主耶稣在十字架上为我们担罪的时候，就变成那个赎罪祭。
When He bore our iniquities on the cross, He becomes the sin offering.
所以当尼哥底母取主的身体，把主的身体包裹的时候，他用什么包裹呢？
When Nicodemus wrapped the body of Christ, what did he use it?
用沉香跟末药。有没有乳香？
Is there any frankincense here?
没有乳香。
No.
因为主耶稣为我们担当了罪。
Because he bore our sins.
所以我们想到是我们心里实在何等感谢。
And then how we thank him on the basis.
是那无罪的为我们成为罪。
The sinless becomes sin.
圣经上圣经讲，那不知罪的为我们成为罪。
The sinless becomes sin for us.
哦，我们何等感谢。
And then how we thank our Lord.
他愿意亲身担当我们的痛苦。
He's willing to suffer for us.
愿意来为我们成为那赎罪祭。
He's willing to become the ransom.
末药。也是来自一种芳香的树。
And myrrh is from a aromatic tree.
这个树呢，它这个也是要切割，有伤口裂开，它才流出汁液来。
You also have to cut the tree, and then it's wounded, and then it will be scrape out the sap.
英文这个 myrrh 的这个字哈，它的来自亚兰语跟阿拉伯文的意思哈。就是苦的意思。
In English, myrrh is from Aramaic and Arabic. It means bitter.
所以末药闻起来是香的，尝起来却是苦的。
It smells fragrant, the myrrh, but when you taste, it's bitter.
我们记得主耶稣在十字架上用木，有人给他用木药和苦胆磨的那个混的那个水给他喝。
You know, when the Lord was hanging on the cross, and people would dip myrrh and vinegar to quench the thirst.
主耶稣为我们尝了那个苦杯。
He tasted the bitter cup for us.
所以今天我们可以来得的苦杯。
So that we receive blessing cup.
主心甘情愿为我们受苦。
He's willing to suffer for us.
好，他的馨香可以从他这样的事能够流出来。
So that through his death, his presence.Will be living out.
所以感谢主，主是何等非常荣美的一个生命。
And then we thank him how glorious life he has.
他的衣服满了馨香。
And then his garment is full of scent.
啊，有沉有乳香，有木药，有肉桂的气息。
And then his garment is full of the scents with.Frankincense, aloe, myrrh.
还有肉桂的气息。
And cassia.
肉桂是什么呢？
What is cassia?
这个肉桂哈，那在利未记也有讲到，就是像桂皮。
And Book of Leviticus is talking about it's the cinnamon.
桂皮。 那代表基督复活的能力。
It represents the resurrection power of Christ.
他们用这个桂皮来当作驱虫剂。
And they use cassia to be a insect repellent.
这些昆虫啊，这些蛇蝎，他们碰到这个桂皮，他们就跑掉了。
So the insects, the snakes, and scorpions, when they smell the cassia, they will run away.
我们感谢主，主不仅为我们死，为我们生。为我们死，也为我们复活。
We praise the Lord. He not only died for us, lived for us, but he also resurrected for us.
主给我们的是一个从死而复活的生命。
The life he gave us is from death to resurrection.
那这个死而复活的生命，就代表我们可以向自己死，来向神来活。
This resurrected life it represents that we die to ourselves and we live to God.
我想再稍微复习一下哈，这主的生命怎么样在我里面长大呢
？Let's review how the life of the Lord will grow in us.
我们要先
，First of all，
要先被神所栽种。
We have to be planted by God.
我们要在主里面长大。
We have to grow in the Lord.
长到一个程度呢，然后主就会让我们经过一些环境，好像让割伤一样。
To the point that Lord will meet us to some circumstances like we have to be cut.
所以这个乳香或者是这个沉香或者是这个他们就可以流出来。
So the frankincense, or myrrh, the fragrance,
或者墨药或者呀沉香都可以流出来。所以有时候我们在我们的生活里面会遭遇到一些事情，我们会觉得说，哎呀，怎么好像不顺利呢？
And sometimes we encounter some circumstances we think only this is really in the bad.
有一些事情好像叫我们受伤。
And something will hurt us.
当然有时候是我们的错哈，我们的犯罪的缘故。
Sometimes because of our mistakes, because we sin.
那有时候我们会觉得我们也没有做错什么。
And sometimes not because of our mistakes.
为什么我的妻子、我的丈夫这样对我呢？
And why my husband or my wife treat me like this?
为什么我的同事这样对我呢？
Why my colleague treat me like this?
为什么甚至我所爱的弟兄姐妹这样对我呢？
And then even brothers and sisters treat me like this.
哎呀，我们常常会有时候会问这样的问题。
We sometimes we ask us this question.
但是感谢主，这是神工作的法则。
And then but praise the Lord, this is the way that God works on us.
当你觉得受伤的时候，
When you feel hurt,
可能就是主说你的生命哎已经有点长大了。
Maybe the Lord says your life is growing a little bit.
可以来采集香料了。
I can come to get the frankincense.
所以他可以在你的身上划一下伤。
So he will have a little cut.
也许你会觉得痛苦。
Maybe you will feel hurt.
也许你觉得不公平。
Maybe you feel it's unfair.
你不知道为什么要经过这样的事。
You don't know why I have to suffer this.
但是如果我们转向神，
But、
神就
if we turn to God,
神就把他的性情会制作在我们的里面。
And he will build his characters into us.
我们若这样一直来归向他，
If we always turn our hearts to him,
一直向自己死，向神活，
We always die to ourselves and live for God.
神那馨香的生命，他就会在我们里面来长大。
The fragrant life of God will grow in us.
在我们的生命里面也有一点点像基督的形象。第三方面，这馨香的生命怎么样流露呢？
Thirdly, how do we manifest this fragrant life? Fragrant life.
乳香要焚烧。
And then the frankincense has to burn.
沉香末药要捣，肉桂都要捣碎。
Aloe, myrrh, and cassia, you have to smash it.
然后这香膏呢，要倒出来。
The ointment you have to pour out.
在雅各书一章三节这样说。
In
雅各 Song of Songs.
Oh, in the Song of Songs.
雅各书一章三节。
And then chapter 1 verse 3 says.
你的膏油馨香，你的名如倒出来的香膏，所以众童女都爱你。
Because of the fragrance of your good ointment, your name is ointment poured forth. Therefore, the virgins love you.
你的名如同倒出来的香膏。
Your name is ointment poured forth.
哦，感谢主，主他的名像倒出来的香膏。
Praise the Lord, His name is the ointment poured forth.
我们记得当主耶稣上十字架以前，
We know before the Lord went to the cross.
他到伯大尼的地方，然后这里呢就有一个宴席。
And he went to Bethany. There is a feast.
玛利亚就拿着一斤极贵的真拿达香膏来膏主。
Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard anointed the Lord.
主这个拿达香膏要膏主，必须要先做一件事情。
And then before you anoint the Lord with the costly oil of spikenard, you have to do one thing.
因为这香膏装在玉瓶的里面。
Because the spikenard is in the alabaster jar.
这玉瓶要先打碎。
You have to break the alabaster jar first.
香膏才能够流出来。
Then the frankincense will be poured out.
当玛利亚她把它这个香膏饼打碎，他来膏耶稣的时候，屋里就满了膏的香气。
When Mary broke the alabaster jar and maybe poured anointing the Lord, the whole room is full of fragrance.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
你那个玉瓶哈，就像我们自己的己生命一样。
The alabaster jar is like our life.
那是因为我们的自己看自己的生命呢，都觉得还不错。
It's ourselves. When we look at ourselves, we think we're pretty good.
就像那个玉瓶一样。
It's like the alabaster jar.
要好好的保全，不可以打破。
And we want to keep it. We don't want to break it.
但是如果玉瓶不打破，香膏就不能流出。
The frankincense will not be released out if we don't break the alabaster jar.
只有当玉瓶打破的时候，香膏才能流出。
And then the fragrance only revealed when we break our alabaster jar.
这就是要舍己。
That is to deny ourselves.
我们是不是在生活上，我们学习舍己呢
？Do we learn deny ourselves in our life?
不管在家庭、在工作、在服事上，我们是不是愿意放下自己的看法和自己的坚持呢？
No matter at home, at work, at church services, do we have to insist our own opinion?
基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物来献给神。
Christ loves us. He makes himself the offerings as the offerings to God.
所以你们要效法神，像蒙慈爱的儿女一样，也要凭爱心行事。
So that we may be imitators of God as dear children, and we have to walk in love.
啊，我在想这件事情的时候，我会想到说，这在约翰福音里面哈，特别记载了这个香膏和尼哥底母来膏主的事。
When I think of this, I remember in Book of John, and then it's specially recorded when Nicodemus come here, he anointed the Lord with frankincense and myrrh.
他讲到这个香膏是一斤的香膏。
He's talking about this is a pound of nard.
但是这个尼哥底母用100斤的沉香和末药。
But Nicodemus used a 100 pounds of mix of myrrh and aloe.
我们是愿意在主在的时候，我们来把我们的玉瓶打碎，来用把那让那真拿到香膏能够流出来呢，还是等到？主耶稣被埋葬的时候，才用100斤的香料去膏主。
Do we want to break that alabaster jar to make the spikenard come out? It's 1 pound. Or when we want to anoint the Lord when he died, we use 100 pounds.
但愿主感动我们。
May the Lord move us.
当还有机会的时候，你还有机会舍己的时候。
When we have chance to deny ourselves.
我们欢欢喜喜的来舍己，效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。圣经上讲到另外一种人是不一样的。
The Bible reports another kind of people are they're different.
就是讲到摩押人。
It's the Moab.
摩押人是怎样呢？在耶利米书48:11这样说。
In Jeremiah.
48:11。
48:11。
摩押自幼年以来常享安逸，如酒在渣滓上澄清，没有从这器皿倒在那器皿里，也未被尘掳去，因此它的原味尚存，香气未变。
Moab has been at rest for you, like wine left on its dregs. Now poured from one jar to another, he has not gone into exile. So he tasted as he did, and his aroma is unchanged.
这边讲到他的 挪亚是怎么样，他没有被倒过。
And if you're talking about Moab, has never been poured from one jar to another.
也没有被掳去。
He's never gone into exile.
他自幼常享安逸。
He always have an easy life.
所以他原味尚存。
He always tastes the same.
Yeah. 然后他香气未变，这中文翻成香气，你如果去看原文，它不是香的，是他原来的气味没有变。
And then this aroma in China actually is his nature. He remains the same nature.
Yeah, 并不是它是香的，是它原来的味道没有变。
It is not because he smells good. It is he remains the same.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，And dear brothers and sisters,
这个摩押就代表肉体。
The Moab represents our flesh.
是不愿意受苦的。
We don't want to suffer.
是不愿意被倒出来的。
We do not want to be poured out.
所以原味尚存，它的气味不变。
So he tastes the same.
不仅是尝，他的气味不变。
And then his nature never changes. He smells the same.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们愿不愿意被主来倒一下
？And then do we want to be break by the Lord？
啊，我们愿不愿意来得到主的馨香
？Do we want to receive the presence of the Lord？
我们是不是什么事情都觉得自己有理呢
？Do we think we are right in everything？
我们有没有放下过自己觉得有理的事情？
Have we ever put down something that we think is reasonable?
我们感谢主，主为我们爱我们的缘故，他从天上来到地上。
Praise the Lord because He loved us, so He came down to earth from heaven.
他一路来流露主的馨香。
And then all His life is released the presence of God.
他不爱惜自己的性命，为我们舍了。
He does not love his own life, and he gave his life to us.
所以我们可以得到他的生命。
So that we receive his life.
用我们更多的在生活上来向主。
And then we need to be like him in our lives.
而不要成为一个信主多年，这个原味尚存，气味不变。
Do not become a person even if you believe in, you will receive the salvation for many years and you smell the same.
最后。我想怎么样能够来显扬因认识基督而有的香气呢
？And then lastly, and then how do we to manifest the fragrant life of Christ？
怎么样来显扬基督的香气呢？就要传福音。
And then how do we diffuse a fragrant life of the Lord？ We have to share the gospel。
最好传福音的办法，不是说一首动听的诗歌或一篇很精彩的信息。
The best way to share gospel is not because of a beautiful song or a good message.
而是在生活上能够流露主的馨香，生活上的见证。
It is the frequent life that we review from us in our daily life.
特别是在跟我们家人传福音的时候。
Especially when we share gospel to our family.
我们真是愿意来流露主的馨香。
We truly want to review the frequent life of the Lord.
我就很快的讲两个见证。
And I will give you our two testimonies quickly.
我想在座的可能有些弟兄姐妹认得礼仪姐妹。
And then probably you know Sister Li.
我想想到她，我们就知道她是一个传福音的姐妹。
And then when we think of her, we know she shares gospel.
她碰到人就是传福音。
Whenever she met, whoever she met, she will share gospel.
就把人带到教会里面。
And then she will take people to church.
每次呢，来福音聚会呢，她总是带着大锅小锅的很多的菜。
And then each time when we have a gospel meeting, she always bring a lot of dishes.
她可能家里的冰箱是空的。
Maybe her refrigerator is empty.
她吃的也不在自己吃也没有吃很好。
And then she doesn't eat very well.
自己。
For herself.
但是呢，她在聚会的时候总是把最好的摆上。
That when we have meetings, she always bring the best dishes.
多年以前，在我们家有礼拜五晚上有聚会。
And many years ago, we have gospel meeting in my house every Friday.
Yeah. 那因为我跟我姊妹都上班，所以我们要请一个人来煮饭。
Because me and my wife we have to work, so we ask someone to come.
她就很热心的来帮我们联络。
And so she is offered for coordinating.
Yeah. 然后有一次呢，好像人接不上，他就想快点要冲来我们家来帮我们烧饭了。
There's one time there's no one to take care of the food, so she rushed in to cook.
我就觉得说我们的姊妹哈、啊，她真的是让人家感受到就是这样一个愿意来传扬主的人。
And then I know our sister, and she is willing to share gospel.
就是这样，可以把你的馨香能够散发出来，来显扬因认识基督而有的香气。
And then through her life, that means they will, through her life, it diffuses the fragrance of the life of Christ.
第二个见证。
The second testimony.
我在海外校园看到一个这边杂志上看到一篇文章。
I saw an article in 海外校园。
Overseas. Campus. Yeah, campus.
Campus.
是福音性的杂志。
It's a gospel.
这是一位慕道友他因为弟兄写的，但是讲到一个慕道友讲的一个话。
This is a brother wrote this article, but he used this gospel friend's said.
他说，想到你的时候，我就会想起天堂。
When I think of you, I just think of heaven.
为什么他这样写呢？
Why is this gospel friend write like this?
他是纪念一位传道人。
He is to remember a pastor.
他在2009年呢。56岁的他呢就突然的过世。
This pastor was to be with the Lord in 2019 when he was 56.
那这位传道人，这位牧师呢叫做耿海林。
This pastor is named 耿海林。
我想在座有没有认得他？
I don't know if anyone.
我不认得他。
I don't know.
我想很多人也不认得他。
Maybe many of us don't know.
为什么不认得他呢？
Why do we don't?Why we are not?
因为他不是很有名的人。
Because he's not famous.
但是呢，当他被主接去了以后
，But after he was with the Lord,
很多的弟兄姐妹，很多不同机构的同工，甚至很多跟他擦肩而过的人，也都不信主的人都写文章来纪念他。
Many brothers and sisters, many people who just met him once, and even gospel friends, they wrote articles to remember him.
有些有名望的，有些是普通的老百姓，也有老人，也有孩子，都怀念他。
Some are famous people, some are common people, some are elderly, some are kids. They all write articles to remember him.
因为他在服侍人，不管是弟兄姐妹，或者说所有他碰到的人，他都欢欢喜喜，尽心尽力。
Because he when he served those people and he used with his heart with joy.
所以有人这样讲，他是。好牧人，好同工，好兄弟。
So someone mentioned him as a good shepherd, good pastor, and a good brother.
他有人这样讲说，他教我爱，他来看我。
And then someone mentioned that he taught me love.
然后在困难的时候，在生病的时候，他来看我。
And then when I am sick, when I'm in difficulties, he came visit me.
他做的是平常的事情。
And what he has done is common.
正在国内有一段时间，他长期在服侍民工。
And then when he was in China, he served those migrant workers.
这些在社会在城市下最底下的人
，These workers who live on the bottom of the society.
他尽心尽意的来帮助他们。
But he served him wholeheartedly.
他来散发因认识基督而有的馨香。
And he reviewed the fragrant life of Christ.
似乎是不为人所知的，却是为众人所重。众人所知的。
It seems nobody knows him, but it seems everybody knows.
这位牧道友说，当我想到他的时候，我就想到天堂。
So this gospel friend says, when I think of him, I think of the heaven.
他说我也想信主，请告诉我怎么样信主。
And he says, I wanted to believe in Christ, and tell me how can I do that.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们在人的眼中，我们是怎样的人？
And then, what kind of person we are in?
人想到我们的时候，人想到我们的时候是怎样的人
？And then, when people think of us, and then what do they think of us?
想到我们是很聪明、很能干的吗
？Do they think of we are smart, we're able?
还是很美丽、很英俊的吗
？Or we are beautiful, we're handsome?
还是说我们真的散发能够散发出的馨香
？Or we release the fragrance of Christ?
请我们一起祷告。
Let's pray. Thank you.
何等感谢你。
Lord, how we thank you.
哦，主，你这样子何等荣美的生命，何等馨香的生命，主啊，你为我们，哦主，从天上来到地上。
And what a glorious and a fragrant life that you have as you you have descended from heaven to earth.
你生是为我们。
You born for us.
你在地上行走是为我们。
You walk on earth is for us.
你死是为我们。
You died for us.
你埋葬为我们。
You buried for us.
你复活升天也是为我们。
You resurrected to heaven is for us too.
主啊，你为着爱我们一路往前。
And because you love us, you go all the way.
主啊，你一路上来散发，哦主啊，你自己的馨香。
And all your life is revealed for you.
主，愿这个生命也来吸引我们。
May this life draw us near to you.
好叫我们真是甘心乐意的、欢欢喜喜的来跟随你。
So that we will follow you with a joyful heart in our hearts.
在你里面长大，在你里面主被你制作，被你来为你而受伤。
And then multiple us let us suffer for you.
让我们能够与你同受苦，要与你同荣耀。
And we will suffer with you and will be glorified with you.
让我们愿意甘心乐意的打碎自己的玉瓶，好让你的这样子香气，主啊，这个拿达香皂的香气可以从我们里面流出来。
That is willingly to let the alabaster jar to be broken, and then the fragrance will be revealed from us.
我们把自己放在你的手中。
We place ourselves in your hands.
我们愿意，哦主啊，我们可以有主的香气，主啊，在平常的生活的里面能够来彰显、来显扬，因为认识基督而有的香气。
So we will reveal the fragrance of Christ because we know.
把感谢赞美来归给主。
We give you thanks and praise to the Lord.
听我们的祷告，靠主耶稣。
Hear our prayer.